A decade ago, sea level rise from climate change was a political argument with very little external reality in the minds of most people. But University of Miami professor Kenny Broad might have said then what he says right now.
This isn't some distant future generation problem. It's in our lap right now, and we don't have a lot of time to make some key decisions.
Broad is an environmental anthropologist connected to UM's Climate and Marine Sciences School, but he's also a co-director of Columbia University's Center for Research on Environmental Decisions. CRED, as it's called, studies the human mind.
To understand how people respond to perceive the risk associated with climate change and other environmental challenges.
Spoiler alert, we are not good at it. We don't care about things that are far away in time and distance. Our attention spans are short. And we have this bias for small-scale responses that stop the worry but extinguish further concern, like buying low-wattage light bulbs while the North Pole melts. But we can be reached. A movie called The Day After Tomorrow was released in 2004. It imagined all the evil effects of climate change happening on one terrible afternoon.
Coming towards New York City. Come on!
Your best chance is to stay inside, pray.
In the movie, people got together in a movement to address the situation. Narrative and unified action are powerful motivators, according to the principles of decision science. Broad says a study found a post-Day After Tomorrow spike in concern about climate change. It lasted about 6 months. Parrots chatter over the stylish shoppers at Miami Beach's outdoor Lincoln Road Mall, which in 30 years or so may have to be renamed the Lincoln Road Canal.
Everything will be under 3 feet of water to the west of us.
Meet Heidi Quanta. She's doing the advanced work for a performance art project that she thinks will keep sea level rise at the top of South Florida's collective mind. Like that Day After Tomorrow movie, it'll provide a narrative and collective action, but it will rely also on another tenet of decision science, how people learn.
And when you look at what's most effective, it's curiosity-driven self-learning. And it's through things that are odd and unique.
Quanta and her group, led by New York artist Eve Mosher, have assembled volunteers and gotten grants to draw chalk lines around the new boundaries between water and land, given a South Florida sea level rise of 3 feet. There will be a chalking event in Miami Beach and another in Miami. It's called the High Waterline Project.
A lot of the public in Miami is not aware of sea level rise and how it will impact their beloved city. But the moment they become aware, the passion to learn more is fierce.
Volunteers pushing athletic field chalkers will be following a map that Florida International University geographer Matthew Toro made with data from NASA and other federal sources. It shows the effect of various levels of sea level rise. Toro found the work sobering.
You see on these maps the water world that we are entering into. You know, my son, I have a young boy, he's in second grade. He'll be living in a community that's where high-level flooding is a regular occurrence.
People who watch the chalkers go by, drawing the new shoreline through front yards, playgrounds, and business districts, will be the taxpayers and voters who must consent to the sea-level action plans that local governments are developing. First, they'll have to determine whether the threat is real and imminent, and that will call for some decisions. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.